Hello and welcome to the Random Pinoy Geek Podcast, the show where we geek out to three random topics until the timer runs out. I'm your random host, JR, and with me are...
Elvin.
And Sushi.
We're friends and geeks who grew up in the Philippines, and in each episode, we hang out and talk about things that are near and dear
to all our little geeky hearts.
But before we start, if you would like to support the show and are a content creator ready to take the next step in your journey, check out episodify.com. They'll help you produce and edit any content you're creating. Whether it's audio or video, short form or long form, they do it all. That's episodify.com. Also, we have a Discord for all you speech chatter people out there. We're now on YouTube. Hi.
Yeah.
We have shorts.
Yeah. Love the shorts. We have
funny shorts, which, you know, cost a lot of money. So we can give you more content. Yeah. Might consider knitting links, all the links in the description.
A doobly doo.
Doobly doo.
Doobly doo is for YouTube, by the way. But for everything else, it's not.
Okay. Good.
Anyway, yep. Anything else?
We have a new neon sign.
We have a new sign. Sign which may not be visible depending on... Oh, it's only visible in one
angle.
Camera angle. Okay. Yeah.
It will be more visible in the future.
Once we mount it. Like.
In the future. Yeah. The year 2020.
That is clearly not the future.
What cartoon is that? Anyway.
It's 2020. It's like the year 20XX.
Thundar is the year 2010 or something? 2004.
Something like that.
Anyway, on to the episode. And today is... Is Monday technically the start of Holy Week?
No. Doesn't Holy Week start on...
Palm Sunday.
I am not.
We
really
don't know.
Sure.
Yesterday was Palm Sunday. Today is Holy Monday. I don't know.
I've never had that name.
Because Thursday has a name.
Isn't Ash Wednesday the beginning?
No, Ash Wednesday is like 2 weeks before or something.
Yeah, but what's Advent again? Is that the Christmas thing or Lent?
Advent is the Christmas thing because I know what Advent calendars are.
Oh yeah, the Advent calendar, but. But the
Advent is the Christmas thing because there's an Advent calendar.
I haven't done that in like decades.
The Advent calendar?
No, not familiar. That thing.
The wreath?
Yeah.
The Advent wreath.
Advent wreath was like when I was in grade.
Oh, because there's a Lego Advent wreath.
Oh.
My topic is gonna be Holy Week since I cheated.
Because we're coming up.
By the way, this is a Holy Week themed episode because I know there are non-Catholics, non-Christians in the Philippines, but it's still a predominantly Christian country. So
yeah, and I think to clarify,
by Christian we mean Catholics are Christians.
Yeah,
because I know that in the Philippines it's a non-Catholic
term.
When they say Christian, they mean non-Catholics, even though Catholics are Christians.
Two.
Really? I didn't know that.
You didn't know what?
I thought it was vice versa.
Christian is any religion that has Christ.
Oh, I think that's
technically yes. And then
But
in the Philippines,
born again Christian, is that the proper term? Non-Catholic Christians refer to themselves. Like when someone is in the street and asks, "Are you Christian?" They're asking if you're
born again.
Protestant.
So that's a uniquely Filipino thing.
I think some
which
other
also well no
that.
Actually that's a uniquely Metro Manila thing.
Oh.
Because in my island.
In your island.
We're Christian.
Okay.
Because Catholic is Christian.
Oh yeah. I get that.
But it was when I was in college where someone asked me, "Are you Christian?" And like, yeah. Like what church?
That's actually a pretty common thing because I have a friend who did the same thing. He was on a dating app and then he was like dating this girl and the girl says, "Well, at least you're Christian, you know, you're not Catholic." And like, "Hey, I'm Catholic." "Oh, your profile says Christian." I said, "When you say Christian on your profile, that doesn't mean Catholic. That's why there's like other thing. There's a Catholic thing on the profile." It's like, "Oh, okay." He didn't date that girl ever again. That was, you know, her choice.
Wait. I'm confused.
I'm also confused. Wait. So he... in even here, some people don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're talking to someone who's Christian, meaning non-Catholic, they
know. We know.
That's
yes.
what.
Yes,
oh, even know. So, everyone from what are you? Lighthouse?
I am a Baptist. I don't think that's important to know like which church I go to, but I'm a Baptist. So
no, I think it is because like it's important for today's context or for that specific subtopics context, because I'm curious if there's actually a church that doesn't do that.
Well, the church there are different types of the Baptists.
That basically is for
the
your church specifically.
So our denomination is Baptist.
Yeah, yeah, but for your
the specific church.
I'm more concerned
specific
about like, anyway. But
the
for your
the
specific
church,
when you say Christian,
yeah,
you mean non-Catholics.
Generally, yes.
Generally,
because if you ask the pastor when he says Christian,
he means
everybody that worships Christ, and I also subscribe to that. But most of the lay people that go around there, the ones they generally use in like what you say, yeah, Christian to denote people that aren't Catholic, which is fine, just to differentiate themselves from Catholic.
It's just a very curious thing that not everyone knows.
Yeah. The other thing is born again. A lot of people say, are you Catholic? No, I'm born again. Which is also a thing that we use. Yeah.
Is born again everything that's not Catholic? Actually, I have no idea.
There are some members of that Reformation, that Protestant, that don't necessarily believe in the spiritual rebirth thing. So it's...
Wait, who's born again?
So you are born again, yeah.
Because
you accept Christ and that you are born again in Christ.
So you were born when you were physically born.
Yeah.
Is that?
But you didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
You didn't have a choice with religion when you were born. Now you're enlightened and then you get to be baptized again.
So the baptism is more of like a ceremony. It's just like something that you're... it's done in remembrance.
From my understanding from born again churches, it's because when Christ was an adult, got baptized again.
Oh,
he got born
again. You know what I thought the whole time? It's born again because you were Catholic and then you were born again into another.
Something similar, yes.
It's not that, actually. But as a kid, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, essentially, you have to make that conscious decision to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, for the longest time, I wasn't actually baptized until much, much later.
The thing is, the Catholic Church doesn't do that, but they have confirmation.
Confirmation is a different thing.
Oh.
I never got confirmed, I think. Yeah, I never got confirmation.
Because you're not Catholic.
No, I wasn't. I had First Communion, I think.
Oh, so you were Catholic?
I was Catholic, yes. Then all of a sudden, my dad came home one day and like, we're not Catholic anymore.
Oh.
And I was really like, what? I can't go to...
And as a kid, you were like,
eh? No, as a kid, I was really strangely upset because I felt that was like a change. And I didn't like... I really liked our old church, which was Mary the Queen in Green Hills. It was a very nice church.
That's the one that a lot of people get married in.
Yes, we're the two schools next to each other, the old boys' school and the old girls' school.
This is a different church. Never mind.
But it's also a lot of people goes there because there's an old school.
I mean, to be fair, I think all churches a lot of people get married.
That's true. This one in particular that was special, and it still holds a special place. I was baptized there when I was a kid, and
so you were actually baptized again. So you were.
I was baptized again as an adult. it's nice because as an adult you get baptized and you actually like get to celebrate yourself. Because as a baby I don't remember my baptism celebration, but as an adult, hey, we went to Kenny Rogers, had some ribs. I didn't expect because I went to the ba- I went you do there's you do a little bit of study, and then you go to the baptism and then you're dipped.
But you had the ribs in Kenny Rogers.
Yeah,
not the chicken.
No, not the chicken of Kenny Rogers. Not Kenny Rogers. I apologize.
Racks.
Racks. It was racks.
Kenny Rogers does have ribs.
Kenny Rogers does have ribs. They're not as.
But Kenny Rogers has good rice. The Java rice
is very good.
I actually used to go to Kenny Rogers just to buy the Java rice.
You're making me hungry.
No, but it's objectively good.
Yeah.
Their Java rice is objectively good.
I don't know now, but
recently I had the rice was subpar, but it still tasted nice. So the
but
texture
not
wasn't
like,
there.
Not as good as before.
The texture wasn't the same as before, no.
Not the gooey. Not the gooey goodness.
Yeah,
no. It's gooey in a good way.
Not gooey. It's not like wet.
Yeah.
It's gooey, but the grains are separate, I think is a good way of saying it.
It's Japanesey.
Japanese, yeah, that's Japanese.
That's a good,
is a good
way
thing.
Of.
But yeah,
because
so,
Japanese, if you're curious, rice? Like sushi's face, the Japanese are very particular with rice,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
and there's a specific way
they cook their like, rice.
It's not actually
or their
the secret is actually just buy a Japanese rice cooker. Because do you remember the rice here?
Yes.
Is it particularly better than other rice?
Not really.
Really. So you don't care about rice?
No, the rice
I care about rice. Okay. I love sushi rice.
Yeah, but she's from the province, and provinces are notoriously known to have really good rice.
Really good rice.
No, but like when you use the Japanese rice cooker, it's just
yeah.
I live in
magic. I do agree.
I live in Nueva Ecija. It's the rice scientifically rice capital of the Philippines.
Yeah,
they
like,
research
if you're like
grains.
Northern Luzon, have like really great
rice. Yeah, they have the
like really great rice.
I mean, I believe that. It's the way. The Japanese rice cookers cook rice a lot slower. Like it's 45 minutes.
So you cook rice like in a palayok.
So you still clean it beforehand. Right?
No, it's a rice cooker.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's 45 minutes.
Yeah,
but do you still clean the rice, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just starch.
Starch. Get rid of the free starch.
I mean, it's when we climb mountains, we don't clean the rice to save water.
Makes sense.
And it doesn't really
change.
It doesn't change the taste. Maybe nutrition-wise, it's a lot worse for you.
Yeah.
But taste-wise, it's fine.
Yeah. Going back to the baptism, you know, it's really
and not
fun
yet
thing.
The actual topic, which is Easter. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, the baptism is nice. But yeah, so Easter for us, we usually call it Resurrection Sunday. And usually...
Which makes sense. That's...
Yeah, because that's what it is. It's just that they're trying to sort of... be less linked to the pagan religion, pagan celebration of Easter, right?
Oh, the name, like the namesake.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the namesake, but the, yeah.
Yeah, because it's fertility festival and stuff.
It's Easter.
Easter. Yeah.
Brother of Eomer and Eowyn.
No, that's...
Knight of Gondor.
of Rohan, you mean?
Rohan. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. But yeah, seriously.
Ride, Rohan.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The thing with...
Is there that Eothen?
No, I can't remember. Because it's Theoden.
Theoden.
And then
Theoden,
there's his son, their cousin is Theodred.
But there is an Eothen.
Oh.
I know that because it's funny.
It's possible. I don't remember though.
Yeah, yeah, there is.
I don't remember.
I don't know who he is or how big he is, but there is.
Yeah. So...
Yeah,
we generally don't want to. Usually, they don't use the term Easter, but they still do this other traditions of Easter, which is like the eggs,
the egg hunt,
and the Sunday celebration, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really think of other things that are done by Catholics that are done by us during the Holy Week besides pray
Passion.
And fast.
The Passion.
Is that the reading?
That's Catholic, right? That's the Stations of the Cross thing.
Oh
yeah.
No, that's different.
Where you sing.
Do you sing?
Yeah, you sing you're supposed to read it, but for it to not, because you're reading the whole Bible, I don't know. You're reading a lot.
Yeah.
There's a book that you need to read. And to make it a bit more exciting, people, at least in our province,
uh-huh.
our island, people would sing it.
They like put a tune in it.
like if you were to do it today, you would sing it in with Taylor Swift tunes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. Whatever tune you have, you sing it. So like I remember in 1996, it was Shalala. Like Shalala.
So you read Bible verses.
Yeah, that's how people do it. So people don't get bored.
I haven't noticed. If they were,
I don't know if that's exclusive to
your island,
to our island, but that's how people do it there.
So when they say like, and so Christ turned to the to the like, give me man a verse. On the left.
Give
the,
me a verse. It's like, what, so Christ turned to the left.
To the like, it's like the blood and water flowed from the...
Blood
like,
and water.
Why don't we just go with the popular Bible verse? So God, yeah, for they, God so loved the
I don't
world.
Know if that's part of the passion.
It's not. It's
ah,
not.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Not.
I'm not familiar
it's just
as well.
John 3:16 is not part no. of the passion.
Austin so it's 3:16. Not the whole Bible.
It's not the whole Bible. Okay. It's, I think it's the Stations of the Cross, which is like the...
What's the, Austin 3:16?
I just kicked your butt.
Really?
That's what it... Yeah, that's what no. Austin said. Austin said, Austin 3:16 is, I just whooped
your ass.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, whooped your ass. And Owen 3:16 is, I just broke your neck.
Yeah, I broke your neck. So terrible.
Because there was a time where Owen Hart broke Steve Austin's neck in real life. Accidentally. Because it was...
When I was a kid, I found out
But they
out
had
what,
to lean into it anyway.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I found out what Revelation 3:16 was. Because you are neither hot nor cold, I spit you from my mouth. sorry. Because you are neither hot nor cold and you are lukewarm, I spit you from my mouth. Revelations 3:16.
That's weird.
I so hope what it's was, still right.
What was it about? Was it about
Goldilocks?
I think it's about people.
Your
faith?
Your belief?
It's about people not being wishy-washy. It's like...
It's either you believe in whatever or...
Yeah, because Revelations is apocalyptic books. Uh-huh. It's one of those books.
That's the only thing I read as a child.
Revelation?
Yeah. It's the only thing that, you know, like, whoa, there's seven... The dragon beasts and stuff.
That's true. I mean, read it as a kid because it's scary.
Oh,
it is very scary.
It's scary. I read.
Considering they're saying this will happen eventually.
So, does the Revelation contain the biblically correct angels?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going to read it then.
The thing that I feel such like such a nerd is like when I was a kid, I read Leviticus because I really like how Moses explained to God. Sorry, God explained to Moses how to set up the temple and how to give sacrifices. Somehow that like really interested me. Like,
but also you didn't need to read those things as a kid because you have Flying House and Super Bowl.
Well, no, but I need to know how many, like what do I do with the grain offering? Yeah,
I'm sure it's in Flying House or Super Bowl. But Revelations is in neither. So that's the one you're
reading. Is it that too gory? Or Superbook, or gory.
I mean, person.
Yeah, that's why it's
how
not.
To sacrifice.
No, because Superbook.
There was an episode where they went.
One of them is Old Testament, and one of I think Flying House is Old Testament.
Ah. No, Superbook.
Yeah, one of them is whatever. One of them is Old Testament. One is new.
New. Okay.
But none of them had Revelations because that's future sight. I don't know what you call it.
Scary.
Yeah,
like not for kids.
Anyway, the topic was Easter, and we never actually got to it. So I'm guessing Elvin stealing that topic.
Well,
because why not? This is the Easter episode.
Yeah, well,
or unless Easter, you have something else.
We can continue. Yeah.
But there are a lot of different topics when it comes to Easter. When you're talking about Easter, there's a lot of things that you think about. And for me, the thing that you think about most about Easter is the fact that during, especially in the Philippines, during the Thursday and Friday, there's almost no traffic, nobody in the streets. And
wait, Thursday and Friday? Isn't it Sunday?
No, Sunday. Thursday and Friday.
Wait, it's a holiday in the
exactly,
Philippines, right?
Exactly. And but so they're like,
oh, because the malls are open on Saturday now.
Yeah, exactly.
But they used Thursday to be closed and only open on Sunday.
Yeah.
So what happens on Monday, Thursday?
Monday, Thursday, yeah. Good Friday. Well,
in the Philippines?
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
You read the Passion.
That's true. But as kids, what I want to find out, what do you guys remember doing as kids? Because for me, it was a time where we
Do
you not remember that? Reading someone reading the Passion in Shalala.
They don't.
What
I do remember is that they do have this that tone,
like Enya,
repeating. It's a repeating tone.
Oh, okay.
You can. I mean, that is the what you normally do. But like, I guess people in our island got creative.
So they just played Enya where you were.
I don't. I mean, I did sound like Enya, Enya-ish but it's just yeah. It's like
I think
a chant.
An official
it's a
ano,
chant.
Maybe, yeah.
Gregorian chant.
Gregorian chant became big like in the late 90s, early 2000s, yeah. Right? But I remember on Good Friday, we'd like go into like as kids, because there's like no traffic, we'd like be able to we're able to walk around in the middle of the streets without fear of getting hit by cars and stuff.
Oh,
so this is when I was
in the
like,
middle of
younger.
The road.
Yeah, yeah,
you mean?
Just go around the middle of the road.
Probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, but then we'd ride bikes. But the thing is, you should be careful.
This disclaimer: don't do this at home.
Yeah. Well, the danger is like don't get like we shouldn't do things that are dangerous. Like what happened was one time I was with my sister and then we were riding the bike and then she fell off the bike and got hurt. And my grandparents really got mad at me because they said that her injuries will not heal properly because Good Friday is a time where like Christ is gone.
He's dead.
Yeah. Oh. And so I guess injuries deal double damage on
Good Friday.
so that was like, it was a strange feeling as a kid. Because your grandparents, these are like the people, these are adults. They tell you like you know, about science and stuff. And also they
you
say,
believe it's the truth.
Exactly.
So I believe Friday, in science.
On Friday, say, on this day, you can get hurt even worse because there's no divine protection. It's like, what?
Oh, I mean, to be fair, so, that like D&D wise, that makes sense. If your deity is dead.
Well, he didn't really die. He just went into... free the souls from hell. That's what he did.
No, he literally says in the Bible that he died and
he brought he everyone descended to into the dead. That's what he did. So the death was like just a way for him to get down there and free people.
Really? Is that the story?
The harrowing of
but it's like he
the
died
of hell. I think
he died and rose again.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine, he didn't die, but he rose from the dead. So
yeah, well, he did die, but that's like it's more of like a Rorschach, like I'm not here in with you, you're in here with me, thing. Where when he descended into
the point
Hades,
is he's dead.
Yeah, yeah, but when he descended into hell, he's like and then he rescuing all of the souls. He got the people from Abraham's bosom and brought them to heaven.
I don't know.
Abraham's bosom is the special place where all the Jews went
that.
To before Christ came.
It's like their purgatory.
It's kind of like that. It's kind of like heaven.
Holding cell.
Oh, it's weird.
Oh, another thing about the 3 days thing.
Yeah.
Kasushi has watched How I Met Your Mother now.
Yeah.
So he now knows that it's Christ who invented the 3-day rule.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
I can barely. Remind
because when you get someone's number, you don't. Call her.
Call or message, yeah. Immediately.
You wait 3 days. And then like, so who invented that? Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because he waited.
He waited 3 days.
For calling back the world.
Yep.
Yeah, well, so when it comes to that, have you guys had any experience like that on Good Friday or Monday, Thursday?
So good, just a question. Good Friday since like, Jesus is gone, quote unquote.
I actually don't know why it's Good Friday.
Is this the horror part? Of the week,
why is it Good Friday?
It's
when
Good
he's
Friday
dead?
Because that's when he's. That's why when he's going in hell and like save. That's the
saving
time.
Yeah.
When Jesus dies, that's like it. It's like he died for the sins.
So
that's
wait,
it.
He died
paid.
Thursday.
He was dying Thursday. He died Friday.
He was
crucified.
So he died Friday. Yeah.
Friday.
So that's just 2 days to Sunday.
Saturday was when he went to hell.
Yeah, so that's just 2 days, not three. I think he died Thursday.
He died Thursday and... So no, he died Friday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then rose.
Well, if
Saturday,
he died Sunday. Friday, then one day is Sunday.
No, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
We can Google, you know.
Friday to Saturday is one day.
No, Friday is one day.
Hours.
Saturday is another day. Sunday's the third day.
It doesn't work like that.
I don't think Christ is
so
like...
So what is one day from Friday?
One day from Friday?
Hmm.
That's Saturday.
What's 2 days from Friday?
Sunday.
See?
But so Friday is also a day.
Yeah, yeah, but he waited. Excuse if me. It's Friday and you waited 3 days, what day would it be?
But he started on the on Thursday.
That's no, when yeah, when did he die?
There's no clear answer. It says in Wikipedia, Monday, Thursday. Commemorates the Last Supper.
Yeah.
Oh, so he did die on Friday.
Yeah. Because
Friday is 3 days.
Because he died on Friday. He was in hell on Saturday. And then he quarters on Sunday.
Technically, he was still dead on,
they didn't say that he died and rose after 3 days. He died, and on the third day, he rose again.
Ah.
Oh.
Oh, so that's why you again and call the person on the third day.
So it's just, you just wait 2 days, then Barney's wrong.
Barney's wrong about a lot of things when it comes to Christ.
Not only Christ.
No, but seriously, though, Barney is pretty wise because that's important to give time. But when it comes to Good Friday, do you guys have any like remembrances of the time?
I'm asking, is Good Friday the part where we show horror stuff on television?
Oh, that's the time where they show like
horror stuff.
Not horror stuff, but rather
scary stuff.
Yes, they show Revelations on those days. Like they
there's
show
already
the,
no TV.
No, there's but no they TV. Show like religious stuff.
Yeah, but otherwise there's no TV.
Yeah, otherwise there's no TV, but there's like religious
like
stuff.
Like there's no...
Generally scary religious stuff.
Like there's no Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters Friday night.
I don't really remember since I didn't grow up.
Yeah, but there's no TV. That used to be everywhere. Unless you have cable.
Yeah.
But like... Public TV. There's no TV except for Ten Commandments and other stuff.
Yeah, some religious related thing.
Yeah,
religious shows.
There's normally like a Eat Bulaga special where it's the Eat Bulaga cast in a
would then act something
with a movie. No, like a straight to TV movie doing something. So there is something to during Eat Bulaga's time slot. That used to be yearly, but I don't know if they.
If
show
they
replays
still,
or if it's unique every year.
I think that with cable, that sort of went away.
Yeah, cable, yeah. Once you got cable.
But yeah, I remember
like
sometimes,
HBO.
You know, if you're brave, yeah, you'd watch the religious shows because it's always talking about, it's like I think 700 Club, which is not Catholic, but they showed a lot of 700 Club when I was a kid.
What is that?
No, 700 Club's just every morning, I think. Every Saturday morning.
Yeah, but... During Holy Week, they showed 700 Club stuff.
Yeah. I think 700 Club basically is televangelism.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Did you watch Leap of Faith?
Sounds familiar.
Steve Martin.
Oh, is that the one where he was a...
He's a pastor!
Yeah, he was a evangelical...
an excuse to lie, to yell.
Yeah, evangelical priest. Yeah.
That's yeah.
No, not evangelical. Sorry.
What's the title again?
Evangelist.
What's the title again of the movie?
Leap of Faith.
Leap of Faith.
But it's a specific.
He's a scammer basically.
Yeah.
He uses
religion to.
He uses faith. No, not faith healing. Yeah, it is faith healing. He uses faith healing to scam people. Like he would have fake
injured people,
and like
make them
stand up, and then they would, and then people would give him money, and then. He had basically a traveling circus kind of setup going on where they would pitch their big top in different states.
Where people would.
And then he would do like evangelism, but it's a scam. Other than that, I don't remember the story, but yeah. He had the girl who was mad at him for doing that. That's the
part
love
story. Okay.
I mean, there's always a love interest in movies from anything earlier than the 2000s.
I think there was a thing where the miracle actually happened. So that was the big thing about that story. Suddenly the miracle started becoming real and it's like, oh, and then.
That's what made him change.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens with these
It's just the overacting Steve Martin that's interesting.
Yeah, Steve Martin, whenever he's like pretending to be something.
It's essentially Steve Martin pretending to be a black preacher. That's why it's funny.
Yeah.
And wrong, but
yeah,
but that's what makes it funny. I mean, it's done ironically, so it's fine. It's not like he blackfaced or something.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of the movie.
So in your part of the world, what was that like? The Holy Week?
A whole new world.
What I remember.
What was it? What was Holy Week like in Agrabah?
My God.
I'm sorry.
Prince Ali.
What I remember is we don't eat meat.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you call that? Abstinence.
Yeah.
That's it. We don't eat meat.
That was like the worst the thing you can do to children is not give them their cell phones.
Yeah.
For like
3 days.
You abstain them even from social media.
Not just social media, anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like no browsing. People would die. Because like, the thing is, like, you know, no meat, but you can eat fish. And then Jollibee makes their fish fillet, which is, you know, it's not bad, but like, I mean, it's not good, but.
I don't think Jollibee has their fish fillet anymore.
They do.
They still have fish fillet?
Every Easter.
Isn't it? Oh, yeah, every Easter.
It's an Easter.
Is it a shrimp patty, right?
No, fish.
Just fish.
I mean, maybe they have the tuna pie.
Because the tuna pie, I know, is like
the tuna pie is like mainstay now.
Mainstay, yeah.
So, yeah. It's actually quite good. I mean, it's quite good, but also just buy century tuna, put mayonnaise and calamansi, and make a sandwich.
But the crust outside is the key thing for the tuna pie. The crispy crust.
Yeah, I know, but it's like 50 pesos.
Yeah, yeah. So just buy the crust and then just put your ingredients inside.
Buy an apple pie or a peach mango pie or whatever else pie. Eat it separately and then eat your sandwich. I don't know.
We want the mixture of the butter. The funny thing is that's also
toast your tuna. It works the same.
But the Filet-O-Fish is also the same way that the
Filet-O-Fish is McDonald's
mm-hmm. came about for the same reason. So that
yeah.
Some customers wanted to eat something on
Texas,
Friday.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Do they still have Filet-O-Fish in McDonald's?
They normally release it like 2 weeks before Easter, up to like they release it for a month or something.
It's not a mainstay on the menu. Yeah. Okay,
yeah. It's a special meal time. But for you guys, when you were young, that wasn't. How about on the islands? Was there besides the shalala? What other things did you guys do during the? Monday,
yeah, watch,
Thursday, Good
watch
Friday.
Ten Commandments on TV with who's that guy?
Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston.
Yeah, and Yul Brynner.
Yeah. Like Moses.
And what's her name? Elizabeth. Someone. Oh my goodness.
Oh my
I can't remember.
Wow,
Elizabeth.
Easter is like just consuming the whole podcast, which is all right. Yeah, it's fine.
What's her name? Elizabeth Taylor. There you go. Elizabeth Taylor.
Gosh. I don't remember ever watching.
You know what? Ten Commandments. Else consume your whole podcast? The edit from our sponsors, episodeify.com. If you need someone to help edit your videos, podcasts, shorts, or whatever other projects, Episodeify can help with that. They offer different packages and provide discounts when you buy more hours. So if you're just starting out and would benefit from some professional assistance, or you want to make your job easier, give them a call. That's episodeify.com. Now back to Easter.
Gosh, I don't really have a topic for Easter, I do.
We still haven't touched Easter, so we can just continue.
Yeah, we can continue with your topic about Holy Week. Actually, I'm still curious about the Christian Catholic thing. So, which is it?
Offending?
I mean,
just everyone.
It's always nice to be like share.
Because does INC have Easter? I'm curious now.
I don't know.
I was gonna ask that.
I don't know.
I have no idea. So let's
try generally not to touch that specific topic because they're very passionate, and generally you don't want to deal with passionate subject matter without the proper context. So
we're asking if they have it.
You can tell us in the comments.
Of course. Maybe
or in
yeah.
Discord. Yeah.
Yes. You know, ask your friends that are INC and that listen
Please
to
educate
us.
Educate us.
If you listen to us, yeah, educate us. Let us know. We'd love to learn more about your stuff.
Yeah, I was curious about the topic earlier. When you say Christian, they worship Christ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't that born again Christians accept Christ, but they don't worship? Like they don't do
as
the
long
sign
as
of the
Christ
cross?
Christ is there.
Ah, I see.
It's not like.
Not really worship.
Like,
because
you know.
Born again, from what I've seen from people that I know who are born again, they don't worship the statues.
Yeah.
They don't do the sign of the cross. They don't wear the cross symbol as a that's why I'm
I think I don't know, but what I think is it's because those things are mainly Catholic is the thing.
It's more of the ban on graven images because those are essentially their representations, and generally it's not worship because you're not supposed to worship things.
Oh,
you're
right.
Supposed to worship God.
Yeah, it's technically a form of idolatry, which is even Catholic says you're not supposed to do that. But for Catholics, the image is worshiping whoever the image is. But some religions interpret that as you're worshiping the thing instead of what it represents. So
it depends on how the person practices.
Not the person, but like how the specific religion teaches it.
So. There's a Jesuit priest told me once before, the statues, the sign of the cross, those things, it's kind of like in boxing. In boxing, you have your practice dummy and then you have your actual opponent. So it's kind of like something to help you do the thing that you're supposed to do.
I see.
It's a guide. It helps you. Focus. It's like a reminder. Yeah. It's a focus. So it's not really the thing that you're actually supposed to.
That's what worship. Catholics are saying, but like other religions are saying, no.
Yeah, yeah, but no.
So that's the debate. That's the argument.
But yeah. Speaking as a Christian, as a Baptist, we don't really go against people that do that, but at the same time, we don't do it because it's not really part of. It's like you don't need to unlock something in order to do the ritual, to do the. There's no mysteries, I think is the best way of saying it.
What?
Mysteries. Mysteries is kind of like
Rosary?
So mysteries is kind of like this thing that the Catholic dogma adds to make something special. So the idea is the first glorious mystery, like the things that in the Stations of the Cross, right? It's something secret that you go through the Catholic Church to get. But the thing is, the way that you'd go through it is straight through God. Through Jesus Christ. No, that's the thing. That's just the reason why there's no like intermediary. That's all. But as a kid growing up, as a Catholic growing up, I still remember how to do Mass. Because when you're
how to do Mass.
No, like when you say
how
it, like
attend?
You start out
participate.
Like, participate. Like all the chants. Like
how to hold Mass.
How to participate in the Mass, I think, is the best way of saying it.
Yeah, but actually, I mean, but also like you get to memorize what the priest says, actually, is the thing.
Here's the thing. I don't know how to participate in Mass. So like they suddenly expect you to respond. Hey, what do I respond?
Just follow everyone.
Yeah, just follow. But that's
do
there's
what
a
they
paper.
Do.
There's like a paper thing that you follow before. But it's really
it's a projector. It used to be the projector with the acetate.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. But it's funny. I recently, but a couple of years ago, I went to a Catholic
service.
Is it service.
An app now?
No. But it was just
an app which you connect to synchronize and then it flashes what you need.
I wouldn't be surprised, but
modern churches do that. iPad.
I'm gonna invent that if it doesn't. Yeah. It hasn't been done yet.
So I was like, I'll rise, lift your heart, lift up the Lord, give thanks to the Lord your God. It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
That
but they also
changed the terms.
That's the problem.
And so,
because there was a point where I didn't go to church for 10 years or I don't know,
And they changed
probably 5. And then when I went again, it's like everything was different.
Yeah, the words. And
even the Peace Be With You is different now.
Really? Yeah, they sing it sometimes?
No, because it's Peace Be With You and it used to be And Also With You.
Yeah, that's what I know.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I don't know if everywhere, but in some churches, like Peace Be With You. And then the reply is like something else. Like
the funny thing is
I don't know the exact words, but it's like
something like
As God Wished. Something like that.
Whoa.
Oh, that's very different.
Yeah. Super different. Not just like a rewording.
Because the thing I remember most is I believe in God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only son. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of body, and life everlasting. That thing, that part was changed.
Too. That's also what I know.
Yeah, exactly. But it was changed. So, like something the apostolic something.
Instead of the Holy Catholic Church.
Oh. Yeah, and then
the apostolic vicariate.
I think it was changed. It was really, but I guess because there has been several ecumenical councils since
the Council of Nicaea.
Well, that was the
that's the only one I know.
But it's like several ones.
Wait,
since
what did they
then.
Declare? Is that where they declare Jesus as the Son of God?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things. Like
but like the main thing from the Council of Nicaea.
Yeah, that
is,
there's like the tripartite God. So the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Yeah, I think that's like where they.
That's why it's a big thing.
Yeah. That's why it's a big deal, because it's like, oh, Jesus is God and Jesus was man.
I listened to theology in college.
Yeah, it's an interesting, it's a very interesting topic.
I just had to pass. Oh.
But the thing is,
it's, you know what the funny thing is? Our teacher wasn't a Jesuit or anything. He was an engineer.
So what did he mean by that? He doesn't have...
He graduated engineering. He has engineering as title, and then he decided to teach theology. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It's just Jesuits are the cooler
border. But they're harder to get good grades in.
Yeah, that's true. Jesuits are a little bit hard when it comes to academia, because they're hardcore.
You're not hardcore.
Yeah, because growing up in a Jesuit school, we learn about the founder of the Jesuits, which is Francis Xavier. Ignatius of Loyola. Francis Xavier is his secondhand guy, but Ignatius of Loyola is the
Neo.
Huh?
It's Neo.
Why?
What? From the Matrix. The thing with the coat.
That's Ignatius of Loyola?
Yeah. No, I mean, in school, there's a statue of him that looks like Neo.
True. That's true. the statue in Ateneo, yeah. So there's a statue of him offering his sword. So that's a famous part.
Which gets stolen every year until 2001, where they decided to weld it anyway.
Yeah, so he offers his sword, because what happened was, he's a knight. He's a nobleman. And then he got hit with a cannon in his leg. Mm-hmm. He survived. But while he was convalescing, he started reading the books about the priests. Yeah. He got two books, The Life of the Priests. It was like The Life of the Saints. And then he read that and he went through a spiritual
awakening.
But anyway, yeah. He's dressed as Neo.
He's dressed like Neo. But he's like, he organized the Jesuits like a military order.
Was that why he's like dressed like Neo? And so they're the...
And he went
I don't
to school.
Know. Are they called anything?
The Soldiers of Christ?
No, Neo's group.
Neo?
The rebels.
Oh yeah, I can't remember. Zionists.
Zion is the place.
No, that's also a completely different thing in our world. A Zionist is a completely different thing. Let's not talk about it.
Anyway, yeah, Neo.
Yeah, Neo. But Ignatius of Loyola was at like 40 something. Went back to college, got roomed with these young men who was like really smart but very indolent. Like, and then he goes to them and says, what would it benefit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul?
The famous line, what is a man? Yeah. A miserable pile of secrets.
What would it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? And that's his like main line.
Something soul. There is also soul in that. That's the Grim Reaper, right?
I think so. But that's kind of like the reason why Pope Francis is like really cool, because he's a Jesuit. So,
for God so loved the world.
That's John 3:16.
No, but there's a song.
I don't know which one.
The World Youth Day 1996 with Pope John. Pope John Paul.
Yeah.
Thinking of that.
Share the world love. Yeah, that one.
The greatest love the world has known.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah. Because I remember you doing hand signals too. Like,
did you go there? World Youth Day?
I was already a Baptist at the time.
But did everyone in Manila go to World Youth Day?
I think it was like super traffic, but I can barely remember that.
No, like you were not required by school.
No, I was not a Catholic at the
no,
time.
No, but were Catholics in your school required by your school?
They were. I think they were heavily. They weren't even required. If
it's just you want to go.
They went. Yeah.
Because for us, from they flew like the the honor students, not me. Sorry, mom and dad. But yeah, like
you're not smart enough to
You're not smart enough to
represent your age among the other believers in Christ.
Yeah. Also, they know I was chaotic. Yeah. Like, they know that I might cause trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was known for that.
But that's the thing with during our time, like the
I would actually be would have been there if not for like smart enough, because it's the, you know, like top 20 of the class or whatever, which I would have been in. 20, how hard is that? How many are you? 50? Anyway.
Right? But yeah, the
no, like not 50, like 150, three classes. But yeah, so like, yeah, but no, too much chaos. Anyway. Yeah.
But that's the thing. The different sects within the Catholic Church is kind of like similar to the different denominations within Protestantism. There's the Baptist, there's the Anabaptist, there's the
there's a lot.
Evangelicals. Yeah.
Sheldon is what?
Evangelical Christian.
No, Baptist, something Baptist.
Oh, then yeah, Sheldon is Evangelical Baptist Christian.
Because they hated the other kind of Baptist in Young Sheldon. Anyway, I
the Anabaptists.
Anyway, I can't remember. Yeah, there was an episode where like what kind of Christians are they? And they like mentioned, oh, not that kind of Baptist.
Oh wait, there's the other one that the priests can marry. What's that?
Oh, isn't that in every one of them?
Well, there's one particularly.
Oh no, they're
known.
Not, because they're not priests. They're
ministers.
They're pastors.
Pastors.
Pastors. Yeah.
Okay. I know. I used to confuse revenant with reverend before.
He turned the man of the cloth into a ghost.
Not a ghost.
An undead
resurrection.
Yeah, a returned soul.
So like it's the Revenant. What's why is there a priest in that movie? That's when I learned it's that late. It only took Leonardo DiCaprio winning an Oscar for me to learn it.
To learn that he was not a priest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that the movie was not about a priest wrestling a bear. So when it comes to Christians and Catholics, it's more of a cultural thing here in the Philippines, because a lot of the Christians like to do the same things that the Catholics do, especially during holidays.
Christmas, everyone still celebrates. I mean, like,
yeah,
don't celebrate Christmas.
I think Easter is a good example of what doesn't matter, because normally Easter, especially for newer, you know, denominations, mm-hmm. they don't really like to say Easter, but here it's still like everybody still enjoys it, Catholics and non-Catholics.
Like, enjoy it, but what do you do?
They
practice.
They also go out. The Good Friday, the Holy Week thing. They still do the Holy Week thing.
Oh, we didn't even get to the graphic stuff. The
thing that
next year. So if you when we blood, discuss the like bloody guts, parts
and
the Easter Bunny
and the Easter Bunny, yes, blood, guts, and Easter Bunny.
Yeah,
yeah. Watch out for next year.
Rambo 5.
Yeah.
Blood, guts, and Easter bunnies. And that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Random Pinoy Geek Podcast. This has been JR with Elvin and Sushi. And remember, it's okay to geek out.
As long as you know when to stop.
Advance Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter, guys. Easter.